snap, gives it a look left. Now he's going to shovel pass ahead to Montgomery. Nice. He is hammered. Nick Kwiatkowski puts him down on his back.
Has this been a mind blow for you this season?
So, I mean, it's just a great experience overall. So, I mean, just taking the whole thing in and just trying to get better.
Did it help you transitioning from college to the NFL in your rookie season and getting a lot of snaps in the fact that you played safety and you entered that school as a defensive back versus a linebacker and grew into a linebacker?
I mean, that transition from safety to linebacker back then, I mean, that kind of helped me to be coached in different ways because, I mean, it was completely new to me. Moving up close to the line of scrimmage. At that time, I had new coaches as well, a new defensive staff. So, I mean, a lot went into that, and I took a lot from that and kind of progressed as the years went on.
Your arrow's pointing up. You must know that, right? Given the chance to show what you can do. If you don't get the chance to get on field, I look at Cameron Merritt on the other side of the ball. Who really knew? You know, he transitioned from quarterback to wide receiver, and he's made a big impact. Same with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely about, I mean, just gaining experience and just having an opportunity. I'm just trying to get better each day, and this whole season's been a learning process. I'm starting camp, not where I wanted to be, and just moving on from there. I mean, it's definitely been a learning experience for me.
In terms of you being a linebacker with the reputation of being a thumper and a high-effort, smart linebacker from the Pittsburgh area, you got all the stuff that Chicago linebackers have really had in their arsenal to pull from, and this fan base adores. Do you think it was a perfect fit to become a Bear linebacker for Nick Kwiatkowski?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was asked the same question, I think, the day I got drafted. I mean, I said the same thing. I mean, great team, great organization, and I mean, I couldn't see myself anywhere else.
Bears takes the snap and gives it a drone, slants off the right side. He's hit first by Hicks and covered up by Kwiatkowski, just shy
You're
of the 20-yard line.
You're such a nice young man, you don't look like you'd have that kind of nastiness on the field on Sundays, but where does that come from?
Just kind of different mentality stepping on the field. I've kind of always been that way. Step on the field, game day, I mean, have to turn a switch with the mentality.
When did it crystallize for you that you could be an NFL player?
I mean, it's something that I've always dreamed of since I was a small kid, but it really kind of came into play probably my sophomore, junior year of college.
Have you closed the gap at all on less thinking and more reacting as you're getting more snaps?
Getting the experience, getting plays, it's definitely come a long way with that. I can feel myself. I can feel it each and every play. I mean, if I'm thinking too much, I mean, after that play, I'm like, all right, I felt that. I got to just play.
When you took that first snap, what was going through your mind?
I mean, just kind of hit me like I'm playing for Chicago Bears, playing the NFL. It's one of those moments where, I mean, you dream of, you imagine it, and then once it really comes to life, it's like a whole different feeling.
Everyone's botched your name. I know this has probably been that way from the time you were a tyke, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get a kick out of it or what here?
I'm so used to it. I mean, I remember being 7, 8 years old and playing sports. I mean, I heard everything. So, I mean, if it's close, it's fine. I don't care. I mean, I respond to if anything that sounds remotely like it, so it's all right.